Sarah.
And I'm Emma.
And we're Mom Best Friend.
The friends you always wanted.
Always needed.
Didn't know you needed.
Didn't know you wanted.
I have Lennox and Sebastian.
And I'm mom to Cleo and Beau.
And we have surveyed a lot of women.
A lot of moms.
And we've all got a lot to say.
Let's get into it.
We're back.
Mom Best Friend.
Here we are. You were the best friends that you never wanted.
But always needed.
Maybe.
Maybe. Depends on the day.
Well, today's the day you do need a friend.
You do.
Because we're talking about body confidence.
Which is something that is incredibly important to talk about, especially as moms and women and people in general.
Right. Well, and if you're alone, you'll just stare into that mirror. You just stare into the abyss and you're just like, oh my God. What happened here?
Where is this? I'm gone. I know, and then social media, especially if you're alone. Like, you're just scrolling all day looking at these perfect bodies, Facetune.
I know, they're all Facetune.
They're all Facetune.
So how do we combat that when we're in the mirror? I mean, just mirrors that automatically Facetune? Is it good to
That's
know what you look like, even? Should we all just smash all our mirrors?
But then you'll never know, like, if you have something in your teeth or maybe...
Who cares, right? Someone will tell you or not.
I care a little.
I guess so. I mean, think about how easy it was in like the 1700s. I don't know when mirrors were invented, but...
Probably before that,
The only way you could see yourself is in a pond reflection.
And that's kind of like distorted.
Right.
Well, then you all look great.
Everybody looked great.
The pond is like Facetune.
So we did a survey. Mm-hmm. Are moms more depressed about their looks than the general population? Shocked to find that not really, actually. Only like about 10% less happy with their appearance, and only a little bit 5% say it's about their body. The other 5% said their face.
Go moms.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's really good.
Because, I mean, the thing is about being a mom is that, like, you know your body before.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why I think it's so hard to deal with this new body.
It's body 2.0.
Yeah. You went through, like, a major experience. Your body, like, did a lot of stuff. And now we're back, you know, and then you're back with the body that you thought was your body. And now it's this new body that changed in like a year.
And then you're like, it's never going to go back to how it was. And that's okay.
It doesn't feel okay sometimes.
It doesn't.
You're like, oh man.
Her body looks awesome and she had 15 kids and look at that.
Do you ever think that? Like about other moms?
All the time. I'm like, first of all, how does this girl... look like that after just having a baby? And granted, I'm sure some of it's Facetune and
plastic surgery. Is this on Instagram or is this real life?
Actually, yeah. Usually Instagram, to be fair.
Yeah.
And you know what? A lot of people, they do the mommy makeover. They get the tummy tuck right after. They'll have a C-section.
Really? This is in L.A. Emma lives in L.A., as you guys probably know. So there's a lot going on
there's
here.
There's a lot happening. Like, it's called the mommy makeover. It's a big thing. They'll get a tummy tuck. They'll get, like, their... stretch marks cut off, like the whole thing.
You can cut
boobs.
Off your stretch marks.
Whoa. I think you can.
Wild.
If you have enough skin, you can cut them off. Huh. Yeah, and they just come out looking like a whole new woman. You know, looking like pre-baby.
Do they look pre-baby though, or do they look like post-baby plus plastic surgery? I'm on the fence about all this plastic surgery because I think it's weird. Everyone has insecurities, but the more you sort of play into them, the more plastic surgery you get. The more insecurities you have about what you looked like before.
That's true.
And then now the more plastic surgery you're going to want to get to try to, like, look like this person that's not even you. Well, and that's the thing. Like, is there a difference between battling your insecurities without doing these drastic measures or, like, just having insecurities all the time and, like, always, like, chasing your tail and trying to, like, get better?
I mean, you could spend your whole life trying to be perfect and then you waste your whole life, basically.
Right. You know what a good example of this is? I mean, we probably all done it, but I remember thinking back when I was in high school and I just, like, hated my body. I was like, oh, God, I'm disgusting. My legs are too fat. Because I always had pretty muscular body. I just felt, like, fat. Which, yeah, now it seems silly because I stopped running and, like, now I don't have that. But, like, back then I, like, hated my body. And now I look back, I'm like, oh, my God, that body was great.
Yeah.
But hindsight's 20/20.
I mean, in my high school time, I ate a lot of fudge. So it wasn't my, you know, shining athletic moment like yours.
Yeah, but do you look, I mean, when do you look at your timeline of being you and be like, you know what, that was my peak?
I think I blossomed right before Sebastian. My body has never looked better.
Mm-hmm. That's always when you get pregnant.
Yeah. My boobs were on point. I was looking good. I was a single mom. I was on the prowl. I look back at those pictures and I want to cry a little because, like, I see my bikini pictures and I'm like, oh. Like, you don't need any Facetune.
Yeah. That but at the same time, nothing. Those bikini photos, think about where you were at when you were taking them. Like, you made sure you got the good angles.
And no, there was no bad angle. It was just a really good time. And then right. I had Sebastian. And now, you know what? Like, I'm sitting here right now and I can actually feel the extra skin.
Right. With my first baby, I lost the weight very easily. Yeah. The second baby, a little bit harder to lose the weight, but I've still been working out a lot, yeah. So I have lost it. But some things have nothing to do with your weight. Because some That's people true. Look at me and they're like, you never even look like you've had a kid. And yeah. I'm like, well, like, thank you for the compliment, I guess.
Yeah.
But also, like, you haven't seen my body naked. You don't know what my insecurities yeah. are. Like, maybe my nipples are a little baggy. Yeah. And maybe, like, the skin on my stomach is weird.
My butt looks like a grandfather.
And that's what everybody's saying. So we asked people, what are the negative changes? 67% of people said their body had major changes after baby. Would you say that your changes were major? Or
no.
They're not super major, right?
No.
So I don't know. Yeah, mine haven't major either. But I think also people's minds, like, what's major is, like, so subjective.
Yeah.
Because this is really what people are saying. The negative changes were... You know, stomach rolls, no abs, stretch marks, my boobs are sagging, my nipples are a little baggy, I feel more soft in general.
But you know what? Like, that goes back to, like, what is it? Like, the 1600s? Like, that, when you say soft to me, soft sounds sexy. Soft sounds right. like Kate Winslet in Titanic.
Right.
Like, that's hot.
Yeah, but that's not the quote-unquote current ideal body, so.
Yeah.
So, this is what people are saying are negative changes. I don't feel strong. I have more hair on my face, some, like, skin changes, all right? These are all the negative yeah. things. But on the flip side, we were like, all right, what are the positive yeah. things? And this was actually very inspiring to read. Positive changes after having a baby. Knowing my body better. My hair is less oily. My back stopped hurting okay. for some reason. My butt is bigger. I have a more hourglass figure. I'm proud of my body. I'm fascinated by what it could do. I have softer skin. I'm more sexually confident. Stronger arms. Like, every mom has stronger arms.
Oh, for sure.
100%. More smiles. I feel like a badass because of my C-section scar. I've learned how to exercise.
Wow.
Which is a good one. Yeah, that's true. Because you know what? Until, like, you feel like your body going off the rails, a lot of people don't exercise. Yeah. But, you know, 36% of people said they considered not having kids because of the body.
No way.
Kids.
Huh.
People are freaking out about it.
That kind of brings me back to the whole LA thing, where a lot of people, this is actually a trend, in LA will not have vaginal births because they don't want to ruin their vagina. They'll have a C-section. They schedule a right. C-section.
But what they don't know, but so they'd rather mess up their abs?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough
that's
one for
a
me.
Thing.
That should have been a question on the poll. Vagina or abs?
Yeah.
If you're listening, I would love to know.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather keep my abs below my vagina, to be honest.
Because there's also vaginoplasty, apparently.
Because if I'm having sex with someone, they love me. I mean, I think.
Do you feel like your vagina's looser?
You know what? I didn't think it was. And then I looked at it the other day because I thought I had, like, a yeast infection or something. And I, like, hadn't really looked at my vagina like that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought my vagina was totally fine. But maybe it's because I never study it.
Yeah.
Don't and then I looked at it and I was like, oh, a little bit different.
Mine looks different, right?
Yeah. My lips, like, yeah, it
like
just comes down. It just comes down a little bit more.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Don't spread it open though, because then it's like
I did.
Oh
actually.
No, I did that.
No,
too.
I did, and I was like, oh, whoa, cool. Like, babies came through there. That's sick. I mean, great.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really care what my vagina looks like.
Mine's looser. I don't know.
I don't care.
They say it's not, but
I know guy I've ever slept with had, like, not liked my vagina, as far as I know.
Only
I mean, they
one
keep
guy
having...
slept with you since you had kids.
But no one, I didn't have a lot of, like, one-night stands, you know what I mean? They're always coming back.
Yeah.
So, can't Get be so girl. Gross. I don't know.
A-plus vagina!
Yeah, but now, and now it's like, I don't know, Neve doesn't seem to make me feel bad about it. He still thinks I'm sexy.
I mean, if he made you feel bad about it, he wouldn't get any.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know, 20, you said, so 20% of people...
said that their husbands make them feel shitty about their bodies.
Partners. Yeah.
Lovers.
I mean, make honestly, them feel bad about their appearance.
And that's sad, because I think, like, you're the most vulnerable after you have a baby, and you need your partner. Even if, like, you're still wearing that bloody pad, you have bags under your eyes, and stomach rolls, and stretch marks, your man should, or girlfriend, lesbians do this too, should say to you, you look more beautiful than you've ever looked.
Well, and I like that perspective of, I mean, I think also it's reframing, if you're a partner, mm-hmm. you need to reframe your perspective of how you're looking at the person you're
yeah.
with. It can't just all be visual. Like, you really have, maybe this is easier for women to yeah. do because we love a story.
Yeah.
But just like, wow, like this badass that's just like
yeah,
killing
yeah.
it. Because she, like, can do all this stuff. She created life yeah. and look at her taking care of the kids. It's so crazy. Oh my God, she's amazing. Like, just not, you know, let me just like put a magnifying glass over her nipple.
Yeah. Men are visual though. That's the problem. But they just need to, like you said, rethink what
get over it. How about instead of women getting plastic surgery, we give men brain surgery.
Lobotomies!
That makes them not be so visual.
Love it.
I think, yeah, lobotomies for everyone. No, I just think like, instead of changing our bodies and feeling so insecure, what can we change to not feel insecure? Now, I'm not saying we smash all the mirrors, but like, what if we perceived beauty differently?
Every decade or so, every 5 years, it's a whole different beauty ideal.
Correct.
In the 90s, it was like rail thin Kate Moss supermodels.
Yeah.
Now, that's not what's hot.
Right.
Now it's Kylie Jenner with a big ass.
Yeah. Kardashians. Kardashian, I have to say, era. Of all the bad things people could say about the Kardashians, they have started moving the body norm to something more attainable.
They own a decade.
Yeah. Which is like being like just curvier and thicker. But meanwhile, it's funny because attainable, quote unquote, again, is like they've all had so much plastic surgery.
Exactly. There's no winning here.
Right. The ideal is always going to change. And there's always going to be a large group of people that are nowhere near that ideal.
I am definitely not the ideal for the current world that we're living
in. No, me neither. I look, oh man, I get made fun of on the internet all the time for this. People are like, I don't want to see your flat, sad boobs. Like,
oh my God.
Your small butt. You're disgusting. You know, I get shamed.
That's horrifying.
For sure. I wonder who gets more shame. Is there more fat shaming online or like shaming for people who have small boobs and small butts?
But why is there any shaming? Mind your own fucking business.
I don't know, because people are sad. They don't feel good about themselves,
but then
so they go on and they troll.
People, and that's really shitty.
They troll. I know. I try to ignore it, but sometimes I'm like, I want to engage them.
Yeah.
I did. I engaged a troll yesterday.
Oh. How'd that go?
They said, no one wants to see you, but your baby's sucking on your flat titties anyways. And I was like, okay, first of all, I'm not showing anyone sucking. Like, can't even see it. If there's a baby on it, you can't even see anything.
There's a head.
So, okay, wrong. Inaccurate comment, okay? And then, second of all, I don't even care if you call my titties flat, okay? That's fine. No, I think what I said is like, because she was like, I've had 3 kids and I didn't have to post that on the internet. And I was just like, okay, first of all, you sound kind of old. So there probably was no internet. And second of all, but I didn't say that, of course. I was just like, I don't know. You have 3 kids and you still find time to troll.
I was going
to
say that.
I like want to commend your time management abilities, but I just hope you don't like drag your kids under that bridge with you.
That's literally, she's literally teaching her kids to be the next generation of haters.
Maybe, but maybe they don't know. Maybe once in a while, her kids are probably grown. Her kids are probably 30 and they go online and you're like, Mom, can you just stop trolling people, please? Can you imagine the embarrassment of seeing your mom be like a massive troll? Like, Mom, listen.
Writing to people she doesn't even know.
I know. So getting back to body image, we asked people if you could have $1 million, $1 million or a perfect body, what would you pick? And
I'm still surprised that people actually
would take the body.
Yeah.
We had 18% would take the body. 82% said take the cash.
And some of the reasons were so sweet. Like they wanted to like pay off like their family's debts and stuff like that. I was like, oh my God, I love you so much. Like you care more about your family than your body. Take it.
At first blush, I would say I would take the money. But if you really think about it, if you have this perfect body, then you could make money. Probably make more than $1 million, but you'd also have to be smart.
And you also have to be pretty.
Oh. Well, I kind of include face and, like, I feel like appearance.
Well, okay, so it's the whole thing. Go for it. I say take the body.
All right. So what about you? So where are your most of your insecurities? Are they your face or are they your body?
Oh, God. Depends on the day, honey. I feel like some days, like, I literally will get out of the shower and I'll look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, like I'm, like, bloated or something. And, like, I'm like, oh, I, like, feel the fat in my arms and, like, my stomach. And then I turn around and I see my sad butt. It looks like a grandpa's butt. My boobs are saggier. My nipples are the size of Texas. You know, and then my...
But to be fair, can we talk about your boob job?
Yeah.
Because you have a boob job. So I'm confused. I'm like, how is this girl complaining about her boobs?
Over 10 years ago, the implants are hidden deep inside those caverns, okay? They look real now.
Got it. So you've got big boobs.
I had big boobs.
So what do boob jobs do? Can you explain this to me? So you get a boob job.
I got a boob job when I was like 21.
But your boobs can still not look good with a boob job? Like,
yeah, well, the thing is, like, you really, if you're going to have kids, I don't recommend a boob job. I was 21. I was like, yeah, boob job, living my life. You know, because initially,
LA.
I got my boobs done because they were a little saggier. I told you I ate a lot of fudge. My weight fluctuated. So my boobs were a little sad at that point. And I was 21. They shouldn't look that way. So I was like, oh, I'll get job. So I got a boob job. And
even though it's there, though, you said they shouldn't look that way. Like, who's telling you how your boob should look? Society.
Society. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, you get surgery.
So I got surgery. And they looked like porn star boobs. I looked like...
Which is also, like, kind of scary.
Yeah, it wasn't good. They were hard. They were firm. They were, like, up under my chin. And I was like, what is this? I'm 22. Now I'm at this point, I'm probably 22. I'm like, this is the best, you know?
Oh, my God.
I want to go to Europe and go sunbathing topless. But, yeah, and then I had kids. And now they look real. They don't look fake.
Cardi B was also talking about this with her boob job.
It's a thing. It's a thing. And she got hers fixed. I haven't gotten mine fixed.
Right.
Would you ever get a boob job?
I don't know. A lot of people tell me this or ask me this because obviously it's a huge flaw of mine.
See,
that I don't have boobs.
I would pay money to have your boobs walk around every day with a white tank top, no bra.
Well, that's the thing. I used to be able to do that, and that was cool. I used to like my small boobs a lot. Now, I mean, my nipples are a little bit, because I mean, breastfeeding two kids, like my nipples are a little bit baggy. So when I'm not wearing a bra, like, my nipples look a little weird. They look like a little chewed up, you know what I mean?
They look amazing. I just saw your boobs.
I had to unfold the nipple to show the boob. Like, I had to, like pull, because the nipple gets, like, flattened on itself, and I had to, like, you know, use my fingers to, like, pull it over.
They look amazing.
I guess it's cool. I don't know. The thing is about this, like, I like to laugh about it. Like, it's one of the things, like, I couldn't let it be this huge insecurity of mine. And sometimes I put on clothes. That, to me, is, like, when I really feel the insecurities. Mm-hmm. When I put on clothes and I'm like, this isn't fitting how I want it to fit. So now I just don't try shit like that on. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to put on a V-neck dress because it just makes me look
would look so good on you.
No. Oh, my. Yes, no, it doesn't. No, yes. I know it doesn't look good.
I love when people have small boobs and wear V-neck.
I like when they have small boobs that are, like, I don't know. I have a lot of clavicle and, like, bony, like, here.
To me, that's sexy. I love that Kate Moss era. I love it. You're like Kate Moss. I love it. I just showed you how saggy my boobs are, but I put a pencil under my boob.
By the way, our boobs aren't even saggy. This is the thing, though. Everyone's insecurities are their own insecurities. Mm-hmm. No one can tell them, like, not to have them.
Yeah.
Right? You're just going to have them. But, like, how can we, like, manage these a little bit? You know? Like, I don't know. Because it's, like, is it because we're all on social media just looking at these people?
Well, you see all these people on social media, these influencers that we all look at, and they go and they get all this work done. And they
Or it's just the way, the angle of the photo, which I've seen, you know, when people do that, they're, like, you know, people trying to say that they are gross too or whatever.
Oh, I know.
And they're just like, see, this is from the side that I wanted you to see. Yeah. And then they turn to the over side, and it's like, you know, you see their stomach or whatever. Like, those are always funny because it's so true.
Yeah. Tough I do one. Like, though, when social media influencers, when they show their stretch marks.
You do like it. Yeah.
I do.
We talked about this before. It's like, I like it. But then sometimes I feel like they're just trying to get more likes.
That's true, too.
So I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, is it genuine? Is this, like...
Or if they post a photo in a bikini and they don't airbrush their stretch marks and they don't even mention it.
Right.
That's when I like it.
They're like,
oh, stretch marks, here they are, I'm
I know.
Them.
That's what I like. Like, real body confidence doesn't have to call out body confidence.
Yeah.
I just want to see people with, like, more normal bodies. And I mean, a lot of campaigns are trying to do this, right? It started with, like, the Dove campaign. They did a great job just putting all different types of bodies up. Because I think that's the thing. They're trying to chip away at this idea that there is any one ideal image.
And that, in a way, is kind of making us all equal. And this is the thing. A lot of people are complaining that now there's no... There used to be the supermodel, okay?
Right.
The supermodel on a pedestal who we all were admiring, wanting to look at.
Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, and now there's supermodels who are plus size, and there's a supermodel for everybody. Like,
right. And now a lot of the supermodels are just really influencers who are actually, you know, 5'2" and a little bit soft.
Like, Sports Illustrated is now doing, like, regular girls. And I read the comments online, and people are like, well, this is taking away from, like, a lot of men especially are complaining. Because they buy these magazines, the swimsuit edition. It used to be geared towards men. And now they're taking it and they're gearing it towards women.
Right. Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Because then now men are pissed because they're like, where are the hot, sexy models? I don't want to look at this.
Are they?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. They just had their swimsuit search. And if you read the reviews, like the comments on Instagram, the guys are like, oh, beach whale, blah, blah. That's horrifying. That's horrible.
Ugh, dudes, troll dudes. I've never even encountered.
You've never seen troll dudes?
I've never even encountered a troll dude because my following is 92% women. Can you believe that?
Yes.
That's like insane.
That's great. That's great.
Dudes, get out of here, dudes.
But no, he's got
like, they don't want to see me because I'm not their ideal. I don't have those big titties, like, or whatever they want. I don't know. I don't know what guys want.
Guys all want different things.
Yeah, they all want different things. So whatever. There's one troll on the Sports Illustrated. Whatever.
No, there's a lot of them.
But it is weird. I mean, yeah, because that magazine used to objectify women, and now it's turning into like, listen, we want to objectify all types of women.
Exactly. Exactly. Not just skinny bitches. All these bitches.
All, everyone should be objectified at all times. Yeah, that's the thing. What
Playboy too. Now they're geared towards women.
Right. Yeah, because women obsess over bodies. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the hidden secret.
They totally changed their whole...
You know, women were also pinning up Sports Illustrated on. I remember going to my friend's house. I mean, she wasn't really my friend because, honestly, after this, I thought it was she was a little weird. But I went to her room, and she had all these, like, you know, swimsuit pics everywhere. It made me feel uncomfortable being in her room. I was just like, oh, my God, like, I'm never going to look like these girls. Yeah. Like, I can't be here.
That's stressful.
And, you know, and she was a little overweight, too, and I was like, oh, I can't believe she, like, sits in here and looks at all these pictures all day. Like, I remember even having that thought as, like, an 8-year-old. Being like, this
she
is...
She was 8?
This is unhealthy. And I was like, Mom, I don't want to go to her house anymore.
Her parents shouldn't have allowed that.
What?
Her parents shouldn't have allowed that.
No. Well, okay. Speaking
that
talks, of parents...
Yes, that goes back to our next topic, which is how can we help the next generation have a better, healthier body image?
Right. How can we? I don't know. People have a lot of smart answers. Should we talk about it?
And what's interesting is sometimes I will misstep and I'll say something stupid like, oh, I feel so fat today. And then I notice my son a few days later like, oh, I look fat in this. And I'm like, I am such a bad mom. How could
I? Lennox is like.
He's like a rail. He's skinny. If he turns to the side, you can't see him.
He disappears.
Yeah. Poor he weighs thing. As much, almost as he weighs a few pounds more
but this is
than
also,
my 13-month-old.
This is also something I want to bring up because it's not just girls.
It's
people
not.
Are like, how do we promote healthy body for girls? Honestly, for boys, I feel like it's even scarier because boys won't say I'm fat out loud as much. Boys are often a little bit more nervous to talk about their appearance.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's changing. But it's like, it's weird. On one hand, it's a good thing that they don't talk about their appearance. On the other hand, it could be bad because they might be internalizing things and not talking about
it's
it.
It's sad.
So you never know. It's like, does my kid have a healthy body image or are they just, like, sitting in their bed every night, like, upset?
This is, like, this is some things we have to worry about now. And you have a daughter.
Yeah, I have a daughter. Yeah, I've got one of each. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. They're still too young. I mean, so we ask people, like, how do you get healthy body image or how do you help promote it in a young child? And, I mean, a lot of the answers are things that I do try to do. Maybe unconsciously, I didn't realize that that's what I was doing. I was trying to promote just health in general. But, like, going outside to play a lot.
Yeah.
Like, going to the beach, going hiking. Like, you know, not really commenting on her appearance as much. Or if I do compliment her appearance, I'm also complimenting her being really smart or saying things like, I'm proud of you for, like, helping your brother or whatever it is. Like, just trying to make it... You know, someone on yours said something really smart about not making sure they know that we're not just a body.
Yes, we're a person.
We're a person.
And I really
seems
like that.
So intuitive.
It really...
but...
we're living in scary times, and it keeps getting scarier. And when I was growing up, there certainly wasn't social media, so I don't think I was as... You know, I compared myself to my friends, and maybe... Katie Holmes from Dawson's Creek, but that's it.
Katie Holmes had, I always thought she had a pretty attainable, like, vibe.
Yeah, she was my spirit. She was my hero.
I like that she always just felt kind of like a normal
I wanted
girl.
To be her.
Girl next door.
I wanted to be her.
Who was my ideal lady? I don't know. I just didn't, honestly, like, I don't know. My parents did something right because I didn't really, like, care about any ladies. Guys. Like, I wasn't, like, I wasn't into that stuff. Like,
oh,
I didn't really look up to celebrities when I was a kid.
I didn't look up to I wanted to be Katie Holmes. Like, that was, like, she was my hero.
Right. I do remember watching, For America's Next Top Model, there was a show where they would go to malls, and they would do, like, a mall fashion show.
No.
And, like, they'd pick girls from the mall.
I vaguely remember that.
And, like, the mall girls, and there'd be competition against, like, girls at the mall.
I vaguely remember that,
And I do, and that's, I think, where I started to develop my issues about, like, oh, wow, like, you could be anywhere, and people are looking at you and judging you and trying to figure out if you're beautiful enough. And then I started being like, oh, am I pretty? Like, I think that was, like, the first thing. But those weren't, like, celebrities. Because I always assumed, like, whatever the celebrity ideal of body, it was not me. Because, like, I lived in Michigan, and, like... cool. Like, I don't relate to those people at all. Like, Kate Moss, like, no. And she's from somewhere very exotic, like London or something. Yeah. Like, I'll never go there. I don't care about them. But I was like, oh, girls at the mall.
Yeah, that's,
like,
those are my girls.
Yeah, those are my girls. I want to be those girls.
Girls at Claire's?
Yeah. No, yeah. My bar was very low.
Yeah. But that's a good thing, kind of, mm-hmm. you know? And now I feel like the bars are a lot higher.
I'm scared. I see these kids, man, and they're like 12. And
with,
they look,
like, makeup?
I know.
And why do girls at like 10 now have boobs? Is there something in the water? Because I didn't get my period until I was 13. Like, now they're getting when they're 11.
They are developing faster. I don't know. I remember hearing about that. It's like something about pesticides. I don't know.
It's not organic.
Someone has an answer out there, I'm sure. Someone's going to listen to me like, they know nothing.
When did you get your period?
I didn't get it until I was 14.
I was 13.
Yeah.
Now they're getting them at like 10.
I remember my friend's sister got it when she was 9 and had to teach her how to put like a tampon in. And like, I didn't even use a tampon until I was 16.
I didn't either. I was scared.
I had sex before I used a tampon.
When did you lose your virginity?
I was 15 and a half.
Oh, do it early in Michigan.
Well, we were bored. Yeah. And honestly, we had me and my boyfriend, we had sex one time and then didn't go back to the well for another like 6 months. We were like, okay, that's
fair
good.
Enough.
We did it.
Yeah, okay, so cool.
Never again. That
I was 17.
Weird. 16, yeah. 17. Yeah. But I feel like I was pretty lucky. I don't know. Do you think that guys give us our insecurities? Do you think it's social media? Do you think it's our, like,
no,
images,
girls.
Like, in movies? Like,
girls. Social media, the media. Girls make me feel more insecure than guys do.
Well, so this is interesting because I asked how many people portray more body confidence online than they actually feel. And 86% of people said, I portray more body confidence online. So, like, if other girls are making us feel bad about themselves because they're posting, like, really hot pictures of themselves even themselves because they're Facetune, mm-hmm. or angles different. Like, I don't know. Is it good? Because, like, they're also saying, like, oh, fake it till you make it. Like, I'm going to post these pictures of myself until I feel the confidence that I'm portraying online.
That's never going to happen.
I guess not, right?
How can it? You're portraying yourself
fake, as fake, right?
And if you keep doing that, it's just not going to... Unless you get surgery.
Right. That's the thing. Right. But even when you have surgery, it's like, I mean, I guess you can feel confident in your surgery. It's like, because it's not yours.
Yeah.
I guess I do that with clothes. Like, if I have a friend that picks out, like, a shirt, I'll, like that shirt more because I didn't pick it out. Same thing. It's like, this isn't really my body, so I love it.
Yeah. That's true.
Because I bought it. So, like, because I always wonder, like, where are the, like, body image confidence issues with, like, you know, people like the Kardashians.
Well, now everyone's getting, like, butt implants.
Oh, my God. I saw butt implants last weekend. Oh, my God.
You can see them. It looks like someone has, like a bowl in their butt. Yeah.
I mean, and the thing is, it looks, like, funny.
It doesn't look...
But it looks good in a photo. But when you see it in real life, you're like, that looks weird.
You can see it, like, moving. And I'm sorry not to be crude, but how do you have sex from behind with someone with a butt implant? Wouldn't that hurt? Like, I feel when I'm having sex from behind, it probably hurts the guy a little bit because I'm so bony because I have literally no ass. But, like, if you have these two hard rocks in your ass, he's
like... That's how I felt about boob jobs. And apparently, people have boob jobs and are out there living life. You seem to be doing great.
Yeah, but mine have so much skin more. Like, they're not... Feel it. It's literally like...
I am feeling it. I don't know.
It feels real.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I love that Emma's had boob jobs so long that she has no concept of what a real boob feels like.
It feels real.
No. You want to feel my boob? That's a real boob. Like,
oh, it's so soft.
It's... You can feel that there's something in there.
Can you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sorry, babe. I don't know. You're like, no.
I mean, okay. Fair
I
enough.
Don't know. But, like, I'm not saying it's bad that you have that. I'm just saying, like... You can't get away from it, right? You're still complaining about your boobs. Like,
exactly.
You're going to complain about or whatever it is, you know. I don't know.
There's no perfection. Nobody's perfect.
But I do think it's interesting that, like, the things people think are the ideal body right now. This is a hot body now. This is what everybody was saying. Like, this is the majority of comments I've sort of compiled into a few. Strong.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
I like that.
That's good. Flat tummy. okay, whatever mm-hmm. that means. Because, no, like, my tummy, people might look at it and be like, that tummy is flat. But if I, at a certain angle, that skin comes out and it's not.
Yeah.
So, I mean, online, on photos, like, yeah, it might look flat. But if you saw it in real life, you'd be like, oh, I see, like, what's going on.
Come 8 o'clock at night, I'm a little puffy.
Yeah, it's puffy or it's like the skin is a little bit flabby or whatever. But that is not the ideal. So, just flat. No, flat. No extra skin, I'm sure. holding it with confidence. Okay. Liking that. A perky C cup. Perky boob. That's an ideal.
Like yours.
Ideal. A nice butt. Flawless skin. I think butt was like honestly the biggest one that kept coming up.
Butts thick. Are big right now. No pun intended.
Thick.
They're like butts a big, are big juicy right now. Butt.
A big waist. A skinny waist and a big waist.
Okay, so basically we're describing what? Like
what's that
Kim Kardashian? Cardi B?
Yeah. No. Although, I don't know. Like, Cardi B, I mean, and she'll tell you. She's like, I got all this past surgery because I was a stripper.
Yeah.
And, like, that's how I was making my money.
Yeah.
But I guess the same with Kardashians. Although they were rich. They were doing fine without all past surgery. It's wild, man. I'm going to share my story real quick. So, Niamh is getting his tattoo removed. So, he was his last tattoo removal surgery, and I was allowed to go with him. To check it out, the place. And when I'm there, they're like, all right, well, what do you want to get done? And I was like, what? I don't, because like, you know, it's like an Instagram trade, you know, or, you know, they'll comp some stuff. You know? And then I was like, all right, well, I definitely always had a little hair on my upper lip that my brother had made fun of me about since I was like 6. So I was like, all right, cool. Let's laser my mustache. That's fun. And then I was like, and they're like, what else? And I was like, I don't know. So I started like looking at myself. I'm like, what else do I want to get done? I don't know, like a couple moles they could freeze off or whatever they do. And then the lady was like, well, can I make some suggestions?
Oh, God.
And I was like, sure. I didn't even think twice. Like, of course, this is your place of work. Yeah. You know what you're doing.
You're a professional.
You're professional. All right. And she started looking at my face. She's like, well, you look very tired. Okay. And I immediately was like, well, I am. Okay. Because... She's like, I'd like cut like a little incision here, and we do a little filler under your eye, and we do all, like a bunch of Botox. Like so far on my like person, I haven't done anything besides dye my hair and I work out a lot. Like I don't really do other stuff, so I haven't gotten Botox yet, and I wasn't ready for that. I was just like, I mean, I could probably use it. Like no, she told me I needed it.
Okay.
That's the thing. When you have someone really looking at your face,
well,
to point out all the flaws. And I mean, I wish I hadn't heard, because now I'm thinking, I'm like, oh no, like. So people look at my face and think about all the things that need to get changed with it?
First of all, you have amazing skin. I'm looking at you right now. You don't look tired. You're not wearing makeup. And you don't...
I am wearing makeup.
Really?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the thing. Is like, it was an eye-opening experience for me to, like, I know that I have flaws and I've always been kind of okay with them.
Yeah.
There are days when I feel down and days when I feel better.
But you're human.
And... The reality is, like, it's never going to be perfect, but I don't aspire to be perfect, so I don't think anyone is perfect.
Just the best version of yourself.
Right. And I know that's cliche to say, and it's harder to say now after kids.
Yeah.
I think is the point, because we've all, like, gone through such big body changes, and it's so specific.
Yeah, it's hard, and I don't think, no matter how many crunches I'm going to do, I'm ever gonna lose that excess skin. Like, my skin was literally stretched to the point of...
No, does it ever go back?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Unless you're, like, having a baby at, like, 18 where your skin has all that elasticity.
Oh, my God. My favorite response. Someone... This is so good. Because we were like, wait, have you ever considered not having kids because of how it's gonna affect your body? And one lady's like, 100% yes, I did consider not having kids, but at that point, I already had 3 kids.
Oh, my God. She's like, what?
Yeah, right?
That's so good.
You only realize until after. I didn't think about it before. Because that's a ridiculous thing. Because kids bring so much joy. And if you want to have kids, like, and, like, a flabby butt or, like who cares?
I can't imagine.
As you get older, also, like, those are unattainable anyway. We're all going to, like, fall off. I mean, I want to. I don't want to be, like, running this rat race of beauty. It's exhausting already. I already feel it. I already feel like, all right, how many units of Botox is everyone getting? Like, just like, I don't know. Botox. How much money do I want to spend freezing my face for who? Who is that for?
Yeah.
Is that for other people to look at me? To, like, think I look good? Even if I don't feel good on the inside?
That's true. If you don't feel good on the inside, no matter how much Botox, how much filler, how much plastic surgery you have, it's still not ever going to be enough.
Right.
And until you heal the inner Laura, No.
Right. No amount of
no,
change
not. Is ever going to.
That's what I'd like to believe. 87% of people disagree with that sentiment. Like, well, all right. So how do we want to wrap this up here? I think that we should play a game.
Okay.
And we encourage you to join us at home, where we say three things we don't like about ourselves that we are not confident in our appearance, and then 10 things that we do like about ourselves.
10?
As a person.
That's hard. Okay.
Yeah, 10. This.
10?
10. I'm going to keep you honest
here.
Oh,
boy.
All right, so three things you are insecure about.
I'm going first?
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, boy.
I'm going first.
My boobs.
You're insecure about the boobs.
I'm insecure about my boobs, my butt, and my nose.
Boobs, butt, nose.
I've got so many more, though. Are we stopping at three?
Yes.
Okay.
You gotta, yeah, that's three. I mean, do you want to keep going? I think for each
one. I can go all day long.
Listen, I think that the game is, really, everything bad you want to say about yourself, you should say 5 things positive.
I like it.
Like, we've got to get this ratio.
Keeping us honest.
Yeah,
keeping
right? So healthy. If you want to complain all day, fine, but then you got to come up with lots of good things.
Okay, I'll stop at three because I can't
right,
think
so
of
then,
more than 10.
I mean, because I would make you do 15, but I'll,
boy.
10, I think 10 is
oh,
good.
Boy.
I'm not going to, I don't know how long it's going to take.
Okay. This is going to take a bit. Okay, my hair, I'm not mad at my hair. I like my lips. My legs, I like my legs.
Legs.
They're very skinny. They've always been skinny. My eyebrows, don't have to wax them.
Really?
Yeah. My jaw, my cheekbones.
Jaw.
My nails, I've got long nails that are natural. 4 more. My eye shape.
I feel like these are too general.
What?
I don't know. I just feel like it's like my hair, my lips. It's like, you gotta be a little more specific.
Like what?
Like, I love, you know what I love about my lips? I love that they, like, the dip in the center, the way they smile. God. I don't know. I just.
Oh, I like my smile. I like my smile.
I don't like my butt, my boobs, or my nose. I like my hair, my legs, and my thighs. So, like.
I have to get in depth about it.
Yeah, I feel like we're making it worse here.
I like my womb because I carry babies.
I know. I guess you're right. It's like too cheesy. You're right. Just do it.
I like my
Sports
vagina
Illustrated style.
Because I can have sex.
Sort of Sports Illustrated style.
My stomach.
Okay.
I'm not mad at my stomach.
Whoa.
Depends on
but
the
you
day.
Were just complaining about the skin. I like
I
that you've
skin.
Come around on the stomach.
I mean, I'm happy with my stomach. It could be worse. I wear a lot of crop tops.
See, there you go. See, we're making progress here.
I sometimes like a
because
look.
I guarantee you would have listed that as something you didn't like.
Yeah.
If we would have given you the chance,
because
but no.
This is a beautiful kumbaya session.
You've turned it around. That's what we're doing here today, guys. Things you were insecure about, no longer. Now it's a positive.
Yes.
Loving it.
My long fingers.
Long fingers, okay. Yeah, very beautiful hand. Wow.
My collarbone. I like my collarbone.
Collarbone.
I done, right. Thank God. I feel like
you're
I just
done.
Ran the New York Marathon.
I should make you do 5 more because we're really starting to get somewhere. You know what I mean?
I just feel like I ran the marathon.
I'm loving it though. All right.
Your turn.
Cool.
3 things you hate.
All right. I'd have to say the things I hate the most are the thin facial skin. That's a big one for me. My nipples right now, I'd have to say. They're a little chewed up.
They look so good though.
A little
makes
sad.
Makes my heart sad.
Yeah. I'm pretty sad about those guys.
They look so good still.
And then, wow, fuck.
Why is it so hard?
I don't know why it's so hard for me.
This is beautiful. This is confident.
I mean, I have like this mole on my face I don't like. And just general wrinkles. My whole face is really an issue. So I'll do my skin and my face. All right. But what I like about myself, equally hard.
Is it?
I like that my second toe is longer than my first toe because it means I'm smart.
Oh.
I do like my nose.
It's really good.
I do like my nail beds. That's for sure one.
3. Beautiful.
That's cool. I do like that because I put muscle on quickly, I like my stomach because I do have stomach muscles, which is cool.
And it's tan.
Which is 4. Cool. I like my strong arms. Very strong.
Very strong.
I win lots of arm wrestling with other moms, which is
believable.
Fun. That's crazy because I like can't think of any. It's like, but it
your
is.
Your teeth
it's
are beautiful. You have beautiful teeth.
Okay, I like my teeth.
Yeah,
I'll take my
there
teeth.
You go.
I will take
okay,
my teeth.
So that's 6.
I like my wrists.
Oh, that's a good one. Your tan is so beautiful.
What?
Well, your skin tone. You tan easily.
All right, a couple more. I like my attached earlobes because I'm very evolved.
Oh.
I like my eyes even though they're sunken in a little bit. Fuck those bitches. I like them.
You should.
I like
them. Bo has your
and
eyes.
I like my jaw. And I like my jaw.
Yeah.
I'll take my jaw.
I think it's 1 more.
No, that was plenty.
What?
That was enough. I did it.
Was it?
I did it. I want to say I like my butt, but I it's got issues, so.
I mean, all butts have a little issue.
Right. I like my big feet because I can run fast. Really. Someone wrote the funniest thing. They were like, what is the ideal body? And they were like, one that's strong and can run fast away from people with knives. And I was like, wow, did I write this answer? Because it's 100% how I feel all the time. I'm like, I just want to be able to kick ass.
Oh my God, I love
get
it.
Out of there.
You got your strong arms.
Right. But yeah, I think my biggest insecurity, yes, is my skin and my face. And I need to work on that. And hopefully, like, the rest of it makes up for it. But, like, yeah. Come on. It's also stupid.
You're a beautiful woman.
It's also stupid. We all got to get over it.
But what, this is my question really fast before we break. What's, every single person has a different ideal, okay? And we're kind of like, you know, robots where we're kind of told what's perfect. But the thing is, like, you see couples out every day and you see couples that maybe aren't necessarily like, that guy's not your type or that girl is like, wow, why is he with her? But they find something attractive about that person. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, like, I guess there really is no ideal. And then while we're trying to, they're trying to make us think like the Kardashians. That's the ideal. That's the ideal. We need to start thinking for ourselves.
Right.
And being like, you know what? Fuck this. Like, knock that wall down and be like, wait, no, that's not ideal for me. That is not my ideal. My ideal is me.
We're sitting here and I'm like, okay, there's all this great stuff, but you're like, I can't think of any. Like,
yeah.
So when we look at other people, we're just like, they're great. Even on social media, like, we look at these people and we're like, they're so great, they're so beautiful, all these things, but they have all these insecurities too. So just realizing that everybody's going through the same shit and feels bad about things that you think they look so great. And they're like, no, actually, I hate that about myself.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
It's so subjective. So we have to remember it's subjective and we're all in this together and everybody doesn't like how they look a little bit.
Yeah.
Or a lot of it.
Yeah.
And so just be.
And if there is one person out there listening who is like, fuck that shit, I am perfect, I wouldn't change a fucking thing.
Good.
Good. There needs to be more of you.
Yes.
Don't ever lose that. That's a gift.
And for all those other bitches, I just want to say this. For everybody, when someone has a baby, stop commenting on their appearance, okay?
Yes.
Stop telling them they look good or not good or whatever. No one wants to hear it.
No. Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. All I wanted to say is, when people have kids, suddenly their body is like public forum to like comment on. You look so good.
Or
they
touch.
Think they want to hear it. Yeah. But like the reality is, the second someone tells you you look good, you start thinking about how you don't look good.
Yeah, exactly.
And how things they don't know exactly what you're insecure about. So like, stop. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that. I wanted to say that earlier, but I said it now. So
you said it.
A little preaching.
It's been
moment.
Said. It's been said.
Thank you. All right. Well, signing off. Another great. Hang. Thank you. Remember to love yourself. Do a list. Put it on our Instagram, Mom Best Friend Pod.
And like it.
And let us know in the comments, how are you feeling about your body post-kids? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Are you learning to love it? Let us know later.
Bye.